Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Developing emotional awareness so you can make decisions that don't leave you feeling like you just walked through a plate glass window. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes and you just gotta hold on for dear life? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be passengers in this crazy emotional ride. We can learn to steer the wheel. Now, why is this so important? Well, think about it. Our emotions are powerful, right? They influence everything we do, from how we react to situations to the choices we make. If we're not aware of them, they can easily lead us down paths that don't serve us. Imagine trying to navigate a busy city without a map. You might get somewhere eventually, but it's going to be a bumpy ride with a whole lot of wrong turns. So, let's break this down into 5 power moves you can start using right now to become emotionally aware and make decisions like a boss. Number 1, check in with yourself regularly. It's not about constantly analyzing every little feeling, but rather creating space to notice what's going on inside. Think of it like taking your emotional temperature throughout the day. A quick "how am I feeling right now" can do wonders. Are you energized? Anxious? Frustrated? Once you know what you're dealing with, you can start to understand why you might be reacting a certain way. Number 2, label those emotions. Putting a name to what you're feeling is like giving it shape and definition. Frustration, joy, calm, sadness. You wouldn't believe how powerful this simple act can be. It helps us process them more effectively and reduces their intensity. Remember, feelings aren't facts, they're just signals telling you something is happening. Number 3, explore the triggers. What sets off your emotional responses? Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Think of it like identifying landmines on a battlefield. Knowing where they are allows you to navigate around them safely. Number 4, practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, although that's great too. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you and reduces the power of those emotional hijackers. You know that feeling when you're completely lost in a good book or captivating conversation. That's mindfulness in action. Number 5, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you're struggling. It's okay to have big emotions. It's how we handle them that matters. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend going through something tough. Offer encouragement and support. Remember, you're human, and humans are messy. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're at work, facing a deadline with tons of pressure. Your mind starts racing, your heart is pounding, and you feel the urge to lash out. But hold on. What if instead, you take a moment to check in? I'm feeling overwhelmed and stressed right now, you say to yourself. You label the emotions, acknowledge them, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. Then, you take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and calmly start breaking down the task into smaller, more manageable steps. Dum. Emotional awareness in action. So, remember, developing emotional awareness isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to make wiser decisions. You're not just riding this emotional roller coaster anymore, you're the one choosing where to go next. Take those power moves, put them into practice, and let me know how it goes. Share your experiences on social media, leave a review, tell your friends, let's build a community of calm and collected decision makers together. And don't forget to join us tomorrow for another Stoic Mindset Reset. Until then, keep those heads high and emotions in check.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.